Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and this week we're going to concentrate on energy efficiency in the home. As we all know, the Building Energy Rating, or BER, is becoming an increasingly important factor in the valuation of a house, as well as being a key guide towards a home becoming more efficient to heat. The highest possible BER rating for a house is an A1 and is very rarely awarded. But I recently met up with Tony Palmer, who transformed a 1970s bungalow into an A1 rated home. I started by asking Tony what the thought process was behind this eco-friendly renovation.
The thought process, well, we didn't set out to do an A1 rated house.
Yep.
The idea of that at the time would have been, you know, just so far-fetched for us.
Yeah.
So we bought this 70s bungalow and it was in very poor condition.
Yeah.
It was barely habitable. It just began. We didn't have a lot of money at the time. We didn't have savings. We just started.
Yeah.
I just invested in a crowbar and a sledgehammer and just went at it. So we pulled out the kitchen, took out the floors, the walls, all the internal walls, doors and windows, ceilings. Everything got ripped out of the house. In the end, there was just four walls and we were living upstairs. Next step then, we just put in insulation on the floor. I just knew that we wanted to live in a nice, warm house. So we just invested in insulation, underfloor insulation, insulation on the walls. We just stuck it everywhere we could. And it's probably the best spend of any money you will ever make.
Yeah.
Renovating a house is just maximise insulation of the house. We put in underfloor heating with that. We just liked the idea of it, that the floors would be warm, that the house would be warm to live in. After that, then, we just kind of built internal walls, our rooms. We put thermostats in every room. We put thermostats in all the rooms upstairs as well, because we just knew that, you know, family rooms are a different temperature than bedrooms, and we wanted to regulate the house. We didn't know how the house would perform. We had no idea.
And if for somebody who's starting off, or somebody, they might not necessarily be starting off renovating a 70s bungalow, but even in their own home, and they're looking about, well, where would be a good place to start? I know that ultimately we'll all be looking towards a much more efficient home. But as first steps, that might be too costly.
First steps, advice. Get a technical advisor in, a technical assessor, from SEII. They'll come in, they'll check your house, they'll measure it, they'll make recommendations for it. So it's like a BER, only more advanced.
Okay.
They'll measure your house and give you advice what you should do on the house to get it up to a certain rating. Also, talk to people who have built a house or renovated a house like yours and see what steps they've taken. What did they like to do? Or what did they do? What worked for them? What they thought was a very good spend of their money.
Okay, so they're the kind of things that you can set up. But I presume you can do a bit of insulation on the windows and doors, and it's a good place. Even yourself, you can do it yourself with a bit of Tech-7 and just start to make sure that there's no kind of breezes coming in on the windows before maybe invest in them more in the future.
Well, attic insulation is the cheapest, best return.
Attic insulation, okay.
There's some lovely stuff now called Earthwall. And okay. I don't know if you remember the old fiberglass. It was very itchy, very scratchy.
It
would actually cause rashes on people. But the new stuff now called Earthwall, it looks like fiberglass, but it's almost like cotton wool.
Right.
So that's something you can do yourself.
Tell us, where do you think, just with the experience that you have of this, of renovating and energy efficiency in the home, where do you see it going? In 20 years' time, what do you envisage houses to be? Will they have oil and gas coming in to heat them, or how do you think it'll pan out?
I think oil and gas would be a thing of the past.
Okay.
That's going to go. It's going to be too expensive. It's going to be, you know, dirty. It's going to be, the cost is going to fluctuate up and down. Electric heating is going to be the way forward. You know, the heat pumps that we have now are getting better all the time.
Mm.
They're getting more efficient all the time. New houses will either be carbon zero or carbon negative when they have PV on the roofs. That's going to be a standard for new houses. The new houses will be more intelligent, as in they will know how to heat themselves, how to control their own temperatures.
Okay. Well, that's fascinating, Tony. I certainly have a lot of work to do in my own house. I'm not ready to go down the same road as you quite yet.
I have a spare sledgehammer for you.
Yeah. There's plenty for me to think about. Maybe we'll come back and have a chat again. I'd like to talk more about the solar panels. You mentioned there about the role that they'll have in houses in the future. So maybe we'll come back to that again. But thanks very much for your time today.
You're very welcome.
There's lots to learn about energy efficiency in the home, and an affordable first step seems to be finding ways to better seal your home. Around the windows, the doors, and installing a shut-off on your chimney when it's not in use, along with improving the attic insulation. If you're serious about making changes, getting an SEAI assessment of your home would be a great investment.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee
and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.